Good morning and happy love day. I want to start off by saying happy love day to everyone, even though we know the true meaning behind this day can be a little violent and bloody, but we are going to take it for the opposite and celebrate the love of one another. Now, with that being said, I want to address this situation that I seen while scrolling on Instagram. Meek Mill pull up a post and I'm going to read it to you all. Hashtag Green Correctional Facility. DIN number 18R2528. On February 11th, 2019, at approximately 11:16 a.m., Trey was OTP, which means on the phone, with his wife as he normally would. During this phone call, he seemed stressed, like he didn't want to get off the phone. Short time after, the correctional officers came to take Trey to what is known as the box. Now, we haven't quite figured out what the box is, but I'm pretty sure it's some type of isolation within that jail or prison or correctional facility. Around 2 p.m., she received a message from a family member of another inmate saying that Trey was taken to the box. A short time after, his wife, at Ms. Butter, called the prison to see why he was placed in the box. They told her that he wasn't in the box, that he was in population. Now, at exactly 4:27, she received a call from the jail saying that Trey was in critical condition. And then at 5:19 p.m., they call her back saying that he didn't make it. They then told her that they had sent his body to Albany Medical Center. She called them. They have no records of him ever being admitted. So where is his body? The jail is trying to buy time to cover this up. She then received other messages from family members of other inmates saying that they believe Trey was seriously hurt by the COs, the correction officers. This story needs major attention. It has been 2 days and they still won't tell nobody where our brother's body is. These stories happen all the time and will continue to happen if we don't do. And the message cuts off. So here's my response to that message. You know, this story is very sickening. They are taking our lives and our organs, just like in the movie Get Out. These messages in these movies are subliminal. We need to stop saying pay attention and really pay attention and do something. Black people, let's take a stand and boycott America, period. Y'all scared to do shit because this white man paying y'all ass, but at the end of the day, the white man still sees you as a nigger who is not deemed worthy to have life, peace, joy, wealth, or prosperity in this country, in this world. As a matter of fact, these motherfuckers steady taking us out, whether it be beating us to death or shaming us to death, and we so comfortable. Y'all so comfortable with y'all rich lives that y'all will talk all this shit about, oh, taking a stand with one fist raised and the other hand out behind your back, shaking hands with the white man instead of collecting the white man checks. And then you want to feel like the white man owe you something. But yet and still, you stay caught up in the enemy's web of deceit, lies, dishonor, and hatefulness. When we, as black people, are going to realize that no other race gives a fuck about us. And it's sad to say, but we started to not give a fuck about ourselves as well. This shit is sad. And until blacks in America with money and power exercise their rights and help us, the little people, who don't have anything, who still trying to make it in the world, who still working a 9-to-5, who still punching clocks, who still under 6 figures a year, who still really under damn five figures a year until y'all help us fight, we would never get control of our destiny or freedom. So when so many words to just really sum up what I just said, I am sick and tired of hearing people, black people, who have a platform, who have the power, who have the money to make major differences in this world, in this society, talk about let's do something, and nothing gets done, for the simple fact that you are tied to the very person who you're trying to fight injustice against. How can you get anything done if you still collecting a check from the white man? How can you get anything done if in reality your boss is white? All y'all out here talking about y'all independent, y'all making y'all own money, but at the end of the day, the heads, the executives of these record labels, of these major companies, of these major organizations, these people are Caucasian. They are of another race other than black. And it kills me that we got so many black people in this world right now making crazy, stupid money, and y'all so wrapped up into y'all rich lives that y'all not able to even address the issues and concerns that is going on with our race. But everybody want to walk around here and be pro-black and steady taking money and steady eating off the enemy. Like, none of that shit makes sense to me. Now here we got these young black men being beat up in this correctional facility, Greene County Correctional Facility. Obviously, they saying that this is something that is, or Greene's Correctional Facility. I'm not sure where this is at, but it must be somewhere in Georgia, since they said they took them to Albany Medical Center. That could either be in New York or Georgia. Those are the only two Albanys that I know in America so far. But at the end of the day, they're killing our young black men. Taking our organs. This is the same shit that we seen in this movie, Get Out. And yet and still, we laugh at that movie. We make jokes about that movie and shit. But this was an actual subliminal message showing us what the fuck is going on. And now the same creator of that movie has come out with another movie that's called Us. Supposedly everybody taking it as being a scary movie. But the message in the movie is that we're the ones that's killing ourselves. We fear ourselves because we're the ones that's killing ourselves. Black people, minority. At the end of the day, I want as a race to stand with the other minority races, Latinos, Spanish, you know. But I can't even do that because at the end of the day, they don't even like us. We are the most hated race in the world. We even hated by some of our own Africans. You got Africans coming over here to America thinking that they're better than black Americans. And when black Americans say that we're from Africa, they tell us, no, we're not. Like, this shit is really sad. The Bible says that money is the root of all evil. And it really is. Because people are so wrapped up in striving for money that we are willing to sacrifice our self-dignity, our self-pride, our self-worthiness, our self-value. We are willing to sacrifice all of this to just stay at the top. But what the fuck is the top when you got so many people at the bottom that's hurting? You got so many people that's struggling. We got so many people in the world right now that are black, rich millionaires. And yet and still, we want to sit up here and complain about gentrification in our neighborhoods. Are you kidding me? So you mad because the white man got this clever idea to come into our home, our broke down neighborhoods, buy our broke down houses, fix them up, and then resell them for the value that they put into it. When you got black people out here that get money and move far the fuck away from our neighborhoods as possible, do not come back to the hood, think they too good to come to the hood. They can't eat with the regular fork no more. All they forks got to be platinum, silver, drenched in diamonds. And want to turn away from it so bad. And still go around these goddamn white people like they just loving them and accepting them. And they still saying in their goddamn head, look at these niggers. They still enslaving us. Like, when we gonna wake up? You got these designers out here making a mockery of us. A mockery of us. They been doing it. They been saying it. Tommy Hilfiger said it a long time ago. He don't want black people in his clothes. Black people get in the uproar. We get mad about it. What the fuck he do? Recant his statement. Go get a black motherfucker, Tyson, and put him as his lead model. Just so we can start buying his products again. And that's his way of saying that, oh, I really didn't say that. See, I got a black model. Fuck that. If these people don't want us in America, then we need to take ourselves out of the American economy. We done went from long time ago being our own black Wall Street. We had our own grocery stores. We had our own schools. We was coming to our own doctors. As a matter of fact, Charles Drew, quote unquote, black man, first man to do open heart surgery. So we really could have had y'all motherfuckers out here dying if we wanted to, because we could have kept our black doctor to our motherfucking self and everything else that we done invented in this goddamn world. So we build this entire nation, we build this entire country, and y'all sit up here and tell us that we don't deserve to live in this shit, that y'all still fucking hate us. And we still sit up here and walk around and laugh and hee hee ha ha with y'all ass and still want to shake hands with y'all ass and be friends with y'all ass. Fuck that. Like, black people, we need to do something. I'm sick and tired of hearing people talk about it and not doing shit about it. All these black people out here with the power and the position to express themselves, you need to do the shit. But you ain't gonna do the shit, because at the end of the day, it's this white man that's keeping you in this luxury ass home. It's this white man or this Jew man or this Italian man that's cutting that check, that's allowing you to flex in the strip clubs. We got our priorities all wrong. This shit is sickening. And black people, we really need to boycott America. Period. And that's all I have to say. Because I'm sick of talking. Like, we need to do something. We need some new Malcolm X's. We need some new Martin Luther Kings, even though I ain't 100% for Martin Luther King and what he was saying about let's hold hands, make freedom ring, and make peace with their ass. Fuck that shit. Let's separate this shit again. Let's do our own shit. Since y'all want to say that y'all don't want to be a part of what the fuck we got going on, okay, that's fine. Well, we're going to take all our brains, intelligence, and keep it to ourselves, and we're going to do it for our own community and our own people. And since y'all want this shit to be segregated, let's segregate this shit. Because at the end of the day, I'm tired of living in a country where at the end of the day, you're not respecting our fucking color and our contributions that we done made to make sure y'all motherfuckers are here live, well, rich, wealthy, healthy, and shit. I could go on and on about the shit that black people have contributed to this society. Try to make it seem like we so such a threat. We so violent. We so this. When y'all the motherfuckers around here goddamn shooting up college campuses, running in schools, shooting up students, goddamn going to movie theaters, shooting people up, goddamn killing multiple people at times, hiding them in your basement, eating their goddamn body parts, goddamn molesting your goddamn siblings and loved ones, and all this crazy ass dumb ass shit, fucking animals, all the crazy ass shit, fucking goddamn each other, having orgies, being gay, homosexual and shit, and try to goddamn say that we the fucking problem. Y'all the fucking problem. Y'all kids, the ones around here goddamn sneaking in mama and daddy goddamn medicine and goddamn bar, taking drugs and alcohol at the age of 14, 15, 16 and shit, strung out on goddamn meth by goddamn 18, 19, and goddamn having sex in school and sucking dick and doing all this crazy ass shit. And want to say, we the fucking problem. Y'all kids, the ones that's disrespectful to y'all, don't show y'all no fucking respect, goddamn talk to y'all any fucking kind of way and shit. And want to say that black people the goddamn problem. Y'all the fucking problem. Y'all the motherfucking race that took a whole nother race from their goddamn country, homeland, and brought them to another country and put them in chains and whips and tied them to trees and burnt them and burnt their churches and killed their kids and killed the fathers and killed the and raped the mothers and all this evil ass shit just so y'all can get shit done y'all fucking way. And we the fucking problem. Y'all the fucking problem. White people, y'all been the fucking problem. Y'all want to have and take so much credit for the shit to go on, but y'all ain't did shit but destroy this motherfucking world and add nothing but division between fucking races, man. Y'all the fucking problem, because y'all want motherfucking power when that shit can just be all fucking equal. Y'all the fucking problem. Y'all come over here and say y'all discovered a nation where people were already motherfucking here and fucking settled. And y'all fucking ran them the fuck off. And now you want to build a fucking wall to keep them the fuck out. And then you allow them to come over here and work illegally so you can get the shit that you need to get done. And then want to selectively send other motherfuckers back and shit. Y'all the fucking problem. I don't understand how y'all can't see that shit. Y'all filled with more hate than any other motherfucking race on the country, in this country. Y'all some hating ass motherfuckers. And y'all motherfuckers still here. Y'all are the ancestors. Y'all are the offspring of these motherfucking slave owners and masters. Ain't shit changed in y'all mentality. Y'all still feel the way y'all feel. And that shit is sickening. And y'all don't think shit is wrong with it, that we supposed to just shut up and just goddamn not even deal with the fact that y'all did that shit for so many years. And we the problem? Y'all the fucking problem. If you want your motherfucking country, y'all can have y'all fucking country back. Keep us the fuck out of it, because at the end of the day, it's the goddamn black dollar
that keep this goddamn economy surviving. And we need to stop shopping with y'all ass and making y'all ass goddamn rich and shit. Anything white, we don't even need to goddamn buy from that shit. If it's white, it ain't right. Period. I'm done talking. Because now I done got all out of the mood a little day. Because I'm concentrating on the ignorance of this motherfucking country. And I'm sick of it. Shit makes no sense. Talking about we have a voice, and the time we express our voice, somebody getting killed because they doing too much or they making a revolution in this motherfucker. Fuck y'all ass, man. Shit stupid.